Wesfarmers today uncovered $24 million in what it is calling payroll errors in its first half results. Now, the company's assets, including Bunnings, Kmart and Officeworks, well, they actually did pretty well. But Target, it's battling. And it's been revealed today that Target has underpaid staff a total of $9 million. It comes off the back of Coles News yesterday, expecting a $20 million hit because the managers at its supermarkets and liquor division were underpaid over the past 6 years. Now, Coles, of course, was wrapped up in Wesfarmers until last year. So that's two in 2 days of two of the biggest companies in Australia, Coles and now Target. We've got plenty of examples at the moment. George Colombaris' Made Empire. We spoke about that yesterday as well. Even the ABC underpaid some of its staff. So if it's becoming more and more difficult for some of our bigger companies, what's happening at the smaller end or the medium size? Let's bring in Kelly Parker. She's the director at Murfitt Legal. G'day, Kelly.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your time today. Obviously, a lot of debate around whether or not there should be laws and companies should be facing some sort of criminal prosecution for underpaying its staff. But obviously, the awards are just becoming, what, more and more complicated for these big businesses to try and fit into their administration?
Ollie, I think so. In Australia, we've got one of the most complex industrial relations systems in the whole world. There's over 100 modern awards. I think navigating through the complexities of these modern awards for small businesses can sometimes be very difficult. I think it's safe to say that most businesses do their best to look after their staff and pay them properly. Most businesses wouldn't set out to deliberately underpay their staff. I think a lot of the time you're dealing with honest mistakes, with underpayment of staff. So bringing in a criminal element to that seems a little bit extreme.
All right. If it's happening for the big businesses, and obviously they're dealing with thousands and thousands of employees, they've got multiple awards that they have to try and comprehend and then enter into their particular systems and their payroll processes, what could we hazard a guess, Kelly's going on at some of the medium-sized firms or even the smaller businesses to try and wrap their heads around these complicated awards?
Well, you're right, Ollie. I think, you know, in these big businesses, they're very well resourced and have the money to go and get all of the proper advice around these areas. So smaller businesses that are under-resourced are simply reliant on trying to interpret documents that can be sometimes be complex for professional employment lawyers to interpret and trying to apply them in their businesses. More often than not, you're looking at a misclassification of staff under awards, and that could be, you know, that someone started under the correct award, but there's been a slight change to their job, which doesn't really seem like it's that different, but it's enough to change the classification under an award.
All right, so if you need some help, and let's go with a business first and foremost, if you're running or operating your own small business, the award changes year in, year out. Obviously, you need to keep up to speed with exactly what is happening, exactly what your employees are entitled to. Where can you reach out? How can you ask for a little bit of help? Or is it engaging law firms like yours at Murfitt Legal, Kelly, to say, what's the award up to? Is everything above board? Am I doing the right thing? Because, as you say, these employers really want to make sure they're paying their staff exactly what they're entitled to, and that's what they set about doing, and inadvertently, they might be caught up in some of these examples.
That's right. Look, the starting point is the Fair Work website actually has an ability to subscribe to updates. So you can get email updates from Fair Work about changes that are coming in and out of the awards. And if you're not clear about that as a business owner, then yes, I think it is that you need to get some professional advice from a law firm like us.
What if you are an employee and you're just looking at your pay slip every single week? Because you know next to nothing else. You think this much has been taken out for tax, this much is my super contribution, this is what my wages are and I take home in my bank account. Can you check that, Kelly? Can you go and ask your employer, or should you be getting somebody else involved just to make sure you're getting paid exactly what you're entitled to?
Well, there's two ways that you can check it. The first point is that once you're employed, your employer must give you a copy of the award that you're employed under. So you have to have that accessible to you at all times, and any updated versions of it, it needs to be accessible from your employer. The other way you can check it is, again, the Fair Work website. It's got a pay calculator on the website that employees can use to check that their entitlements are correct.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that.
Thanks for your time.
She's the director at Murfitt Legal, Kelly Parker. Have we seen too many examples of this, though? We are absolutely seeing too many examples of it. And you can also then understand why the pollies stand up, kick and scream and say we need to consider some sort of legislation to make sure that the big employers and the medium-sized and small businesses are paying people exactly what they should be paying. You do the work, you expect to be paid properly, but how can you check? How can you make sure that you're getting what you are supposed to be getting?